Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Stuart Udall, former congressman, interior secretary, and towering figure of conservation, died this month. He was 90 years old. As Secretary of the Interior for Presidents Kennedy and Johnson, Stuart Udall was instrumental in passing fundamental environmental laws in the 1960s. He reflected on that period in a 2006 interview with Living on Earth.
Protecting endangered species, cleaning up the nation's rivers, clean air, clean water, you know. And it was a wonderful time, kind of a golden age of the environmental movement.
He worked with his brother, Arizona Congressman Morris Udall, to create national parks like Redwood in California and Canyonlands in Utah, names now synonymous with America's natural heritage. And Stuart Udall was the driving force behind the creation of the 1964 Wilderness Act.
It was just the right time for a new big idea like this. You know, no other country in the world had a wilderness policy, and it just struck a chord, and it was very popular in the 1960s. Now, we had a fight, and it took 4 years to get it done, but it turned out there was overwhelming support in this country. And all of us, I was startled even at the margin by which it passed the Senate, which I think was 78-12. That shows you it was bipartisan, and it was across the country. We had tremendous support for it, and this was really an expression of the desires of citizens.
The country's wilderness system now protects some 107 million acres. Later, Stuart Udall fought to win compensation for Native Americans poisoned by uranium mining and nuclear weapons tests. He also wrote about Western history, energy problems, and landscape conservation. And Mr. Udall tapped into great voices from American literature to expand America's environmental consciousness. He invited writers and poets like Wallace Stegner and Robert Frost to Washington.
Here's a guy who could talk to Robert Frost in the morning and Lyndon Johnson in the afternoon and have both their ears.
That's Mark Troutwine. He got to know the Udalls during his 13 years of work as legislative assistant to Congressman Morris Udall.
So over an arc of 30 years, Stuart and Mo Udall were the indispensable men of the conservation movement in America because Stuart got it. He got that we could not go on consuming ourselves and that our natural heritage was something to be nurtured.
What do you think it was about the Udalls that made them do that, that drove them?
They were men who believed in public service. They believed in the greater good. And they were quintessentially men of the West, but a kind of a modern Western consciousness that looked at the landscape that had been handed down and saw that a great deal of what was valuable about it and so important about it was being lost. And they learned lessons from what they saw around them, and they sought to apply them to their politics and to their life's work.
The Udall brothers also built something else, a family political dynasty. Each brother had sons who are now U.S. senators. Moe's son, Mark, is a Colorado senator. Stuart's son, Tom, is a senator from New Mexico.
My father instilled in me the idea, if you take care of the land will take care of you. It's very important what my father and Mo did. It's a very significant legacy, and I appreciate it, and I think the American people appreciate it, and I think they would like us to expand on that.
But in our 2006 interview, Stuart Udall wasn't so sure that his son and nephew, or any political leaders, could do ambitious conservation today. The political environment, he thought, made environmental gains on the scale of the Wilderness Act unlikely.
I believe if you proposed wilderness bill today, it would not go through Congress. The divisions are so sharp and the ideologies are so different that I doubt that it would get to first base. It has become an ideology that more conservation is not good for the country. It makes me sad. I'm a saddened person compared with what I was in the 1960s. But maybe it'll turn. There are cycles in history. Maybe it'll turn again in the direction it was.
The map of this country bears witness to Stuart Udall's impact in the national parks, scenic rivers, and wildlife refuges he helped create. One place in particular stands out. The easternmost point of the U.S. territories, the tip of St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, is named Point Udall in Stuart Udall's honor. A massive stone sundial there greets the first rays of the rising sun to fall on U.S. land. A fitting tribute to a man whose legacy casts a long shadow over us all. Coming up, exploring a plan B for dealing with climate change, geoengineering. Keep listening to Living on Earth.